off with Just Plane Radio, the show devoted exclusively to flying and the aviation lifestyle.
There's never been a Spirit airline crash. And I have a theory. I think it's because all their pilots are on probation. They have to complete 500 hours of safe flight before they go back to Delta and drink again.
Mr. Airline Agent, won't you understand? I'm a frequent traveler and a patient man, but I've been mistreated just a time or two. I stood about all I'm gonna stand from you. I got my ticket in my hand just like everybody else. I paid my money in advance so I could use a little help. You're making such a fuss, you're holding up the line. Just get me on the plane, everything will be fine. I gotta go, you gotta get me to the show. Quit giving me the stare, just get me in the air.
This is Just Plane Radio. Greg, your co-pilot. That's me, along with Captain Dennis, navigating the latest aviation news and information. All right, so you have the latest iPhone. You use it in the plane, maybe for avionics and things like that, to stay in contact, to file a flight plan. You know, you might have the iPad, that thing too. But have you ever thought about using it for engine repairs? Nope, not me. But Dennis has.
And, absolutely, I have. It's a great tool.
Yeah. And yeah, they had an article in the latest issue of AV Brief about doing, I don't know, like stop action video or something to catch a fuel
leak. Time lapse.
Time lapse. Yeah. I'm like, how does that work exactly, Dennis? What are they talking about?
And what they're talking about is, you know, basically setting up your camera and to record, then you can go and run like your fuel pump and stuff like that and see, you know, is there a steady leak? Are you looking for a drip or two here and there? You could go back to the video and go see what's actually going on instead of just trying to find the evidence of the leak, which is usually a blue stain somewhere in the belly of the airplane.
Mm-hmm. Which is
so you
not
could see
ideal.
Where is it coming from? Is it coming from a fitting? Is it coming from, you know, the seal around maybe the fuel sender, you know, things like that.
So you just lodge your iPhone in there and put it on, you know, the stop lapse video setting and then go do all this stuff and then go back and watch the video and see if anything's squirting out of there.
I've actually used FaceTime to myself using the iPad and the iPhone so that I could actually watch what was happening while we were making an adjustment to the throttle or, you know, trying to get push a cable through. You want to see where it's coming. You could actually use it like a remote camera.
Wow. Okay. Well, yeah, there's a
watch in real time.
That's a feature I did not anticipate using on my new iPhone, but there you go. And I guess that would apply to Android users and things as well. But a creative use of that technology when you're doing a little, you know, troubleshooting issues. And you've done that more than once then, huh?
Oh, yeah. No, it's a great tool to be, you know, you've got a wonderful phone with a built-in conferencing technology and the ability to record things, zoom in. I mean, you and I are of a certain age where reading fine print is getting harder and harder. So using your phone to take a picture of the part and then zooming in on the actual part number so you can read it.
Yeah. Or you can see it.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's also a flashlight, so it's handy for backups. And hey, guess what? It also runs for flight. So you can stick it on your yoke and file your flight plan, open a flight plan, whatever you need to do.
Right.
And in an emergency, if you were to lose all your radios in the airplane, guess what? You might have cell service if you're close to your destination airport. So maybe you could just call the FAA.
Right. So, yeah, just that little tool in your pocket, quite handy in the cockpit, amongst other places that you may not have, you know, thought about as often as maybe you should. All right. Another story that popped up on our radar. Same group of folks, maybe brief. Got to give them props on this one. But they're talking about a kit plane and how, you know, when you go to an air show like Air Venture, you go to the, you know, the Vans booth and then you start looking at these aircraft and like, yeah, that's pretty cool. You customize it like our buddy Jim did. And he built this plane. It took him a while, but I mean, he did it exactly how he wanted it. And that's the charm of those things. But also when you look at the price, you're like, wow, you know, you get
a pretty
slick plane
for $115,000.
Yeah. And so they kind of go into the numbers in this article about building your own kit plane as attractive as it looks like from a financial standpoint. And then they start breaking down all the real costs. Like, sure, all the parts and the kit is this price. I think they start off about 115. They end up closer to 3, you know, with all the stuff, extra tools they needed to buy. But they kind of threw out the rule of thirds. Like if you're doing a kit plane, figuring that's about a third of what you're actually going to be paying ultimately to have a finished product. That sounded about right to you too? Or what
it,
do you think?
It does, because you've got, you know, really three major components. You've got the airframe itself, which would be the kit.
Yeah.
Then you've got the engine and propeller, and then you have all the avionics. And I'm sure that these kit manufacturers, when they're pricing it out to give you that attractive number, I'm guessing they're probably not going with the full glass, you know, does everything for you and whatnot functionality. It's probably a basic six pack, minimal avionics. You know, this is the minimum you'd have to spend to get this thing functional and flying.
Right.
But who does that? So, you know, you get this scope creep, you know, the whole, well, while we're in there problem.
Let's put this baby in. Let's do this thing. Let's do this upgrade, that upgrade. Oh,
we could do that with the fuselage. We could do this. We could add this gross weight increase. We could do this. We could maybe want to make this change and, you know, scope creep again. Mm-hmm. Same thing with the engine. Sure, you can put a 150 horsepower fixed pitch prop on the front of an airplane, but what fun is that when you can put a 200 horsepower constant speed turbocharged electronic ignition? Right.
Well, and then, you know, so the upgrades are one thing, and they'll start eating into your budget, of course. But then, you know, you got to build this thing, you know, now some of the manufacturers,
well, your labor's free. We can't count that.
Well, that's true, but you got to have all the proper tools. So if you're working with a company that's going to provide the hangar and all the tools and stuff, but they even bring up the fact like, hey, you may need a couple grand in tools that you're not used to having.
Well,
to build
tools
this
don't count as part of the budget, right? You know, that's always excluded.
You
never
not
tell
until you spend the money
tools
on them.
No. It's a tool. I needed that tool. It's not part of the airplane.
Right. Well, that's true. But they do figure that part in a little bit as they work through the table of expenses. So, you know, their $115,000 aircraft, which looks like a bargain, by the end was more like three. And if you would have taken that airplane and just bought a production run aircraft, I mean,
well, it would have been more than three.
It would have been more than three, but, you know, would it have saved you that much money? I don't know. Maybe. I mean,
well,
what
look
do you
at
think?
The price.
100 grand more? You figure?
Probably at least off by orders of magnitude. I mean, what's a Piper trainer, which is a pretty stripped down airplane, the Piper Pilot?
Uh-huh.
Those are over 400,000.
Right.
I think it's over 600,000 for a Cessna 172 now.
Mm. Okay.
A well-loaded Cirrus is close to $1 million. You know, you want to get the new G7 SR22 turbo fire breathing with all of the stuff.
Yes, please.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, if you're spending that kind of money, it's only a little bit more just to have all of the stuff.
Right.
And auto land.
Yeah.
So,
these kind of aircraft, I think we're talking about a 172 new. So, I mean, man, maybe another third at least. You figure you save about a third. Is that a fair ballpark, you think?
I would say it's probably at least half. I mean, 600,000 versus three.
Okay. Well, yeah. He's better at math than me. All right. More coming up.
Just Plane Radio, the show devoted exclusively to flying and the aviation lifestyle.
Whether you're a flight student, an experienced pilot, or simply an aviation enthusiast, there is a place for you as a member of the Aircraft Owners and Pilots Association. Join AOPA to get the latest general aviation news, safety resources, and technical support you need to sharpen your skills and become a central part of the nation's vibrant general aviation community. Learn more about becoming a member at AOPA.org. That's AOPA.org.
Be an explorer in the other two-thirds of your world. Be the buddy who takes the kids in the aquarium instead of just to it. Be adventurous. Be amazed. Be a diver.